Third quarter earnings today, earnings per share of 43 cents against a predicted 32 cents. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:01, it is 52 overcast degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is overcast.
Overcast degrees.
52, didn't I say 52 overcast degrees? You're not on the thing.
Can you turn my microphone up, please? Overcast degrees, that's not an adjective for degrees.
Well, I didn't think that you'd be criticizing right away.
We've been gone 2 weeks. You got to jump right in.
You've been gone 3 weeks.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh.
You missed the 5th of October.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I didn't think we were keeping score, but...
We aren't. So Jim and I are back together, for those of you who couldn't guess by our bickering. There's areas of frost tonight between 2 a.m. and 10 a.m. And tomorrow, though, it will be sunny with a high of 63. Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny going up to 70 degrees. But then Sunday, there will be a 90% chance of heavy rain with a high around...
I hear it's supposed to be some kind of big storm 64. Sunday into Monday. Is that what they're saying?
That's what I'm hearing.
Great.
So we'll see what happens.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. This would be a great trivia question because this was a popular TV theme song and I didn't remember it, Jennifer.
You didn't? That one, I used to play trivia at the Tilted Kilt. They had a trivia... movie theme song.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. On today's show, we're back. Jennifer and I have missed the last 2 weeks. Jennifer has already pointed out that I've missed 3 weeks. And there's so much to tell you. The annual gingerbread competition deadline to enter is November 17th. We'll give you the details about this fun annual event sponsored by our very own Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. The annual amateur photography show is still on display at HCL for a few more days. We'll give you the list of all the winners, Jennifer. Jennifer says the depressing thing about tennis is no matter how good she gets, she'll never be as good as a wall. Halloween programs for kids, upcoming concerts and speakers at HCL and NCB, and so much more on today's library show. Okay, first things first, why did you play the theme song for the sitcom Benson?
Because Robert Guillaume died this past week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He was 89. He died Tuesday.
And that's what he's best known for, Benson?
And soap.
Right, that's his best role.
Yeah. But we're having an argument after Fats Domino continues.
What voice? Okay, here's my trivia question for you. Robert, how do you pronounce
his
last name?
Well, that's what I'm going to do it after. I forgot to do it before I came here, but I've got it queued up.
Okay, but I have a trivia, Robert Guillaume trivia question.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
He was the voice of a character in a Disney movie.
Was it in Beauty and the Beast?
No.
But I don't know.
Wow, that's the only Disney movie you know?
Yeah, I could have. I had a shot.
It was in The Lion King.
Was he really?
Yes, he played Rafiki, the very wise baboon or mandrill, whatever kind of monkey that was.
Interesting.
He was very wise.
And well, he was 89, and of course, the great Fats Domino died yesterday.
At 89, too?
At 89.
They were the same age?
Yes, they were.
So Fats Domino, I thought he would be much older. He was famous 70 years ago.
He was... There's an interview with Elvis that he did with Elvis later on, and Elvis was being interviewed, and Fats Domino came into the room, and Elvis, they called Elvis the King of Rock and Roll, and Elvis shook his head and said, "No, that's the King of Rock and Roll over there."
Very nice, very influential. I know Paul McCartney was big influenced by Fats Domino, Antoine Fats Domino.
Yes.
I remember when, what was it, Katrina that hit New Orleans?
Yes.
People thought he died.
Yes.
In that storm, but then...
But he did not.
Somehow, I forget why they would think that.
Because his wife wouldn't leave the house because she was so ill.
So you know all of this.
And his daughter was dating, I just heard it, his daughter was dating an NFL player, and they took the whole family away except for them, and they were up in the attic or something. They mostly lost track of him.
But great. I love a lot of Fats Domino.
Guillaume.
It is Guillaume.
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 What the heck? Don't do that ever again. That scares me. What was that?
Guillaume. That's how you say Robert Guillaume.
So that's something you type it in and there's something on the computer that pronounces it for you?
Yeah, you did that one time.
Never in my
life.
In
the old building because you... Yes, you did because it was on the computer not hooked up to the speakers.
I didn't even know that app existed or whatever.
It's like a Google thing.
That voice was... That voice is going to haunt me.
Well, good thing it's almost Halloween then.
Yeah. I was just going to say, so Halloween, Jennifer, in what, 4 days?
Yeah.
So how do you celebrate this holiday?
I don't really. I've got pumpkins inside the house so nobody eats them.
Yeah, I've got to carve a pumpkin still. I haven't done that yet. Do you carve pumpkins?
No, because if I put them outside, the groundhog comes and eats them. Or somebody else comes and eats them and makes a mess. It's like they know when I put fresh vegetation in.
Well, just put it up for the one night, carve it, and then if it's gone, then if it eats it, then good. You don't have to get rid of it.
Didn't think of it that way. Always looking on the sunny side of this.
Do you ever go down to Broad Street, Flemington for their festivities?
I do.
Lori and I usually walk around.
Yeah.
Very good tradition in Flemington.
Park Avenue's got quite a lot this year, too.
Do they? So every Halloween, if you do not know and you're in the area, Broad Street in Flemington really goes all out for Halloween. They close the street. The kids trick-or-treat. All the houses are decorated. Just if you want to get a good taste of Halloween, that's where you go on Halloween night.
That's right.
If you want to go do something Halloween fun on Mischief Night, Jennifer, the night before, you can go to Lone Eagle Brewery. They're having... A costume party and a trivia game.
Are they? Is it a themed trivia?
It is themed for Halloween. Any interest? Putting a team in there? Or just showing up? Lone Eagle is usually closed on Mondays, but they're opening especially
for this?
Yes. Oops. You and your husband would have a good time.
We would.
Just let me know. Or just show up.
We'll just show up. You won't know it's us, though, because we'll be in costume.
That'd be good. I would love that.
Are you going to dress up on Tuesday for work?
No.
Why not?
I never do. I don't know.
What?
So do you?
No, once in a while I do. I have a Halloween tie I often wear.
It's not dressing up.
I was thinking of dressing up this year as Lucy Van Pelt.
That'd be good. I like it.
But how would you know I'm Lucy? Because I'm cranky already, so that wouldn't help.
Yeah, that's no tip off. What was your favorite Halloween costume of all time that you ever had?
Oh, my mother was really creative and clever with Halloween costumes. I think you will like that. I was Mary Poppins the year I was in fifth grade, I think.
Practically perfect in every way.
Yes. She put flowers flower cutouts on my father's gym bag, and she had this blue hat with netting that she put flowers on.
Oh, I love
and
it.
I had an umbrella.
Did you have a carpet bag?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So what was yours?
I was never creative.
That's the graphic.
You know, when you were... right.
Maybe we should rethink this.
I went as like a Danny Zuko kind of guy one time, like a 50s greaser once.
Oh, you came to why you did party. That one time at the library when we had 50s night.
Oh, yeah, did I?
Yeah, and you said you and Lori dressed up.
Yeah, then maybe that was it. I don't know. When I was younger, I was always like a bum or a ghost. I didn't put much thought into it.
I see.
I didn't have the creative mother you had.
I bet Fern is plenty creative. Just channeled her energies elsewhere.
Yes.
How about your kids?
At shopping, usually.
Did they dress up?
World-class shopper.
Was she?
Still is.
I still like wonder if my mother ever shopped in Kinkles while your mother was working there.
It's probably a good bet that she did.
My mother wasn't a big shopper.
So happy Halloween to everyone out there in Radioland. Happy Halloween. You really don't ever wish people happy Halloween. And it's less than 2 months of Christmas, by the way.
I thought of you yesterday.
Yesterday was I made an announcement when I was doing trivia at Old York Cellars last night.
How was that? Did you bring some with you?
Wine?
Well, that too. The trivia.
No, I didn't, actually. Maybe I can think of some off the top of my head. But I didn't bring any.
Oh, bummer.
Sorry.
So, well, it's good to be back. Oh, my gosh.
But we're just killing time here, Jennifer. Oh, nice. This is the library show. We do have a lot of library things to talk about. We have a concert this afternoon if you're in the immediate area, and you can make it over to the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 in Flemington. Well, stop by 2 o'clock. And come listen to a pianist, singer, narrator, Fred Miller, putting on his latest show titled, don't tell me, I got it right here, Jennifer.
Wait, don't tell me. I don't know where my Fred program is.
You know what? I know I have it right here. I need this actually for later. He's be singing about New York, New York, a hell of a town, Jennifer, the world's greatest city, celebrated an American popular song. So, I mean, there's infinite songs he can play for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Name three songs about New York besides New York, New York.
Which
that are all classic. How about NYC from the musical Annie?
Annie. Sunday in New York, Bobby Darin.
New York State of Mind, Billy Joel. We'll go back and forth. We should do this, have a category every week, and we'll go back and forth whoever loses. Like, we'll alternate.
Okay.
So I did New York, so next week you got to come up with one. Unless I miss 3 weeks in a row again.
You're not going to.
No, I won't. I won't miss for the rest of the year.
Okay.
You give up? It's your turn for a New York song.
Oh, I'm sorry, New York. I think Violets for Your Fur is
New York. Is New York going to be in the title?
But I'm not sure. Oh. The thing about the... It's like it sounds like two kids or two teenagers singing. They go to Chinatown... The Sidewalks of New York, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh,
the Sidewalks
good.
Of New York.
That's a good one.
Well,
you don't have to name another one. You just name that one. I'll say... Is Autumn in New York a song?
Yes.
It
is, as a matter of fact. But there's one about where they go to... They're going on a date, and they go to all the different boroughs.
I'm not familiar. We'll look it up over the commercial break. Which is how long away, by the way?
Yeah, we can go to it now.
Well, let's just say, so today, Thursday, October 26th at 2 p.m., Fred Miller in his Lectures and Song series kicks off again, and then do it again in November with a program titled When You're Smiling, and then in December, his annual An American Christmas Sing-Along.
And tonight at the North County Branch, Molly Sumridge will talk about compassionate fatigue, the epidemic of human and animal care workers that no one is talking about. Love hurts quite literally. To be able to have deep compassion for humans and animals, we leave ourselves vulnerable to stress and trauma. And I thought this focused on animals, but I was talking to Dana yesterday.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. Isn't that from a musical with Frank Sinatra?
That's from On the Town with Frank Sinatra and Jules Munchen and Gene Kelly.
Thank you.
This is at 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm going to figure out the name of that other song while we go to our first commercial break.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@huntertonchamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
History, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about...
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Winberry. We're back off. I think you're too close to some microphone or something.
Okay.
It might be that speaker again, Jennifer.
But it's not near anything. It's off. All right, let's...
Now I've got tinnitus. What's it called when you have that ringing in your ear?
I constantly have it, so I don't know. Daily life in Jennifer's life.
Jennifer Winberry. I wish I didn't have my headphones on for that one. Okay, it's time for... I think your microphone's like too high or something.
I think it's every time the headphones go near the microphone.
Oh, okay. Well, remedy that situation, please.
Sorry.
Thank you. Did you say something? I can't hear anymore.
I'm really sorry.
It's time for today in
like
history.
This is a workers' comp case.
Boy, it shows that haven't been here for 2 weeks. Fumbling around this studio like a couple of stooges.
Oh, today's October 26th, and I do want to give a birthday shout-out.
Jean's birthday again?
No, and I'm very happy to report Jean's recovering nicely.
I didn't know she was ill.
She was very, very sick for a week.
Good, good. Well, glad to hear it.
Today is the older sister I never had's birthday, Morel.
You have two older sisters.
I have no older sister.
They're both younger than you?
Yeah.
Belinda's younger than you?
Yes.
Oh.
She just is more composed.
And who's the older sister you never had?
Her name is Morel.
And who was Morel?
Morel is one of my best friends from high school's sister.
Yes.
And it's her birthday today.
Okay, do you still keep in touch with her?
I do.
Now what's going on, Jennifer?
I'll Take Manhattan. The song that I cannot remember.
I think you're drowning me out here.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares.
We got a laser focus here, Jennifer. We're all over the board here.
I have a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan.
my aromatherapy focus cream on today, and it's really not working.
It's not working. Okay, it's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events. Every time this week, I shout events over Ella Fitzgerald to Jennifer about events that happened on this date in history. Is it Ella Fitzgerald? Was I right?
Yes, you're right. Very good. It's very fancy
on old Alaska. You got to turn it down a little bit more.
It's like down to 8.
I'll give something down to 8. Turn it down. Unless my speakers are up way too high, which
I think they are, because these are
my headphones. My cans are too high,
my
Jennifer.
Cans are too high because these are too, and that's why they were squeaking.
Okay, well then let's fix that. Can't you?
I don't feel
reach
like that. I really don't.
Boy, we got some rust to knock off here. Today in history, I'll give Jennifer some events that happened throughout the years on October 26th, and also some people who were born on October 26th, and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their names. She'll get most of them. Let's go back to 1775, Jennifer. Obviously, maybe some Revolutionary War trivia for you.
Is Kiko listening?
I don't think so.
Or she's still in Puerto Rico?
No, he's back.
Good.
No, he never went, but...
Oh, where did, didn't he go to save lives?
He had down in Florida for there, Florida. But then I think his in-laws are visiting him from Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's good. Anyway. Okay.
Okay, so 1775, Jennifer. What does King George III do on this date in 1775?
Does he announce the tea tax, impose the tea tax?
He declares the American colonies in rebellion and authorizes a military response to quell the American Revolution. So this really, things just started kicking into gear here.
Quell, that's a mighty big word for an 11-year-old. It's a good word.
Quell? It's not that big a word. Everybody knows quell. Okay, Jennifer, a scant year...
Let's ask at the PR meeting and see who knows.
Okay, Jennifer, on
scant
this date...
later.
Yeah. 1776, Jennifer, 1 year later, what does Benjamin Franklin do on this date?
Does he fly the kite with the key?
No.
I don't
that was way before this, I think.
Before. I don't know what he did.
Benjamin Franklin gets on a ship. Where does he go?
Oh, he goes to France.
He does go to France. Why?
To Paris. Is he going to ask for their help?
Yes, of course. To ask for support for their side against the British in the Revolution.
And I believe he meets several young French ladies while he's there.
1825, Jennifer, October 27th. A big event in the history of New York City. This something opened that made New York probably this the biggest trading. Another big step in making New York like the biggest city in the world that helped their trade, their commerce, trading. What opened on this date?
I don't think the stock exchange.
It's actually not in New York City. But it helped them, enabled them to help trade.
Port of Elizabeth.
The Erie Canal.
Interesting. You know that song?
Yes.
I see.
They sing that in grade school. Get up there, Sal. We've passed that lock.
Little bridge, everybody down.
Right. See, everybody knows that song, too. And I haven't sung that since I was in second grade.
There was a book. I think Peter Sis illustrated it.
I don't know who you're talking about. So the Erie Canal opened, so they were able to ship things to the middle of the country once they opened the Erie Canal, because you go up to Albany, then from Albany across to the Great Lakes, and then you could get everything into the Midwest. It opened the Midwest for commerce, Jennifer. Big, a big day, October 27th, 1825.
Except it's October 26th.
I'm sorry, October 26th.
Oh, good.
So it was a big... It's a big, you think the Erie Canal, it really played a major part in expanding the country westward. And
yes.
So there you go. Don't ever downplay the Erie Canal to me ever
again.
I
never have. I never have.
1861, Jennifer, what ceases operations in the United States? 1861. Something.
The beginning of the Civil War.
Yes, it's something... It's a government agency now.
I was going to say the U.S. Mint.
No. The Pony Express. finally became obsolete in 1861.
Hmm.
1881, Jennifer.
Busy day.
What happens in Tombstone, Arizona in 1881 mm-hmm. on this date?
The gunfight at the OK Corral.
Correct. And who was participated?
Wyatt Earp.
And what family was on the other side of it? The Clantons. Ike Clanton.
Yep.
And his crew.
That's not in there.
Okay, finally, Jennifer, in 1970, Muhammad Ali fights Jerry Quarry in Atlanta, Georgia. It was the first time that Ali fought in 3 years. Why? Why didn't he fight for 3 years?
He was a conscientious objector to the war.
Very good.
To the Vietnam War.
He evaded the draft for the Vietnam War. And they stripped him of his license, Jennifer. He was exonerated later on, I believe, for his beliefs. Do you side with him? This is kind of like what kneeling is right now, is what he did back then.
No, I don't think that is.
No?
No.
He was making a point that why should he go fight for a country that oppresses him?
If they don't want to make millions of dollars and play football, then don't play football. Go get a job.
Oh, so you don't agree with the kneeling thing? No. Really?
I don't think they know what they're doing it for anymore.
I kind of agree with it, I hate to say.
Okay.
I don't hate to say it. I'm proud to say it. I think they... I don't know. As a white American male, I don't. Why should I object to that? I have not gone through.
I mean, they have free speech. They can do whatever they want.
I have not been oppressed like they have.
So even working in a place with mostly women, you don't feel oppressed.
I don't actually. Should I?
No, they adore you.
Do they? Really?
Oh, come on. Oh, can I just...
Because I'm tall and I can turn the clock back on daylight savings time.
Yeah, don't forget that's next weekend. on last Saturday was October 21st.
Yes.
Trafalgar
my
Day.
My niece's wedding, by the way.
Trafalgar Day, congratulations to your niece. But do you remember what I still put up at my house that you did for me on Trafalgar
Day?
You're
the only person who celebrates that, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, my niece Courtney got married, so congratulations to her and her new husband, Josh Miera.
Do you like him?
He's a great guy, yes.
That's good.
So, yes, they're in Hawaii right now, I think.
And how's the grandson doing?
Grandson's doing awesome.
Good.
So, yeah, I was in Cincinnati. Ever been in Cincinnati, Ohio?
No. I was in Ohio once.
What's the joke?
We were staying with my aunt, who lived outside of Erie in Pennsylvania.
I thought it was the longest month of my
life. No, and I said... What?
I thought we could make some kind of joke about
No,
Ohio.
And I said, I want to go to Ohio. I've never been to Ohio. So we get on the highway and we have a picnic at some rest stop in Ohio, which looks like every rest stop in Pennsylvania and every rest stop in New Jersey.
So that's nothing you've only seen it. In Ohio as a rest stop?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know
what Mark Twain said about Cincinnati?
No.
So Mark Twain's famous observation about Cincinnati is, when the end of the world comes, I want to be in Cincinnati. They always hear about things.
Less.
They're always 10 years behind the times.
Oh, that's good. Nice.
Great little city, though, and a great museum. You would love the museum in Cincinnati, yeah. Ohio. It's the old Union Station that they made into a museum. Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. That Art Deco style. You think you'd like that?
Yes.
Where was I? How did this...
You were going to do Born Today.
But how did Muhammad Ali turn into this?
Because football players.
Okay. Yes, I support anyone that...
I support anyone who wants to express their free speech.
It's a peaceful protest.
That's
they're
right.
not disrupting the national anthem, Jennifer.
No,
they're
not.
Just, if they were like disrupting, that might be another issue altogether, but they're not.
No.
What? I don't understand that. Okay.
Well, never mind.
1945, Jennifer. Yeah, maybe we should talk about this off the air. Born on this date, Jennifer, October in 1945, was Jacqueline Smith.
She was a model. She has a line of clothes for... no, that's Kate Smith. Never mind. I think she does have a line of houseware. But she was Charlie's Angel, one of Charlie's
Angels. Charlie's Angels is correct. 1946, a year later, Pat Sajak.
He is the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Correct. 1947, 3 years in a row here, Jennifer.
Wow.
Hillary Clinton.
The former first lady, the former senator from New York. She just ran for president last year.
What other?
She's an attorney.
She also had another big title. What's
her
most? No. What's her most? What is her? What was she? She was the Secretary of State, Jennifer.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Under Barack Obama.
Yes, she was.
1956, Rita Wilson was born.
I don't think she was one of the Wilson sisters.
She's a Wilson sister.
She is a Wilson sister. Not one of the Wilson sisters.
Who's the Wilson
sisters? Like Carney Wilson.
Oh, Brian Wilson Saunders? No.
No. Oh, we have a man looking in our window. Hello.
Rita Wilson is famously, she was an actress, but famously married to Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's why her name sounds familiar.
1962, Carrie Elwes.
She's a singer.
He's not a she. Carrie, oh. C-A-R-Y.
Oh, is he a football player then?
No.
Nope, then I don't know.
He's an actor, Jennifer, and your DVD alert for today. You've probably seen this movie. He played, what was his name? Wesley in the movie.
Oh, and,
The Princess Bride.
Oh, no, I did not.
Never saw The Princess Bride?
It's 30th anniversary this year. And it's going
you
to
would
be
love that movie.
You know, my sisters have seen it 1,000 times.
It stars Robin Wright and Carrie Elwes. Very good movie. Well, I suggest that you know you won't listen to me, but
I will. No, because we've been going to a lot of movies.
Go ahead and watch
lately.
Whatever you watch. I can't remember one of your favorite old time movies off the top of my head. Give
Pretty
me one. So, send me the
Working
this
Girl.
Year. Yeah, go watch Pretty Woman for the 80th time instead of watching something.
No,
new.
We actually were thinking about going to see The Princess Bride in the theater.
Well, they have. All right, I'm leaving it right there. And finally, 1973, you won't get this one. Well, maybe you will. Seth MacFarlane.
He's an actor.
He's New Hollywood. He is an actor, yes.
No, because Seth Rogen came into mind immediately, and I can't get him out.
Okay. So I feel sorry for you. Okay, Seth MacFarlane, most famously for creating the show Family Guy.
Yes.
The movie Ted, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's today in history, Jennifer.
Nobody died today?
Nope. Nobody that I was interested enough to write down.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's good that no one died today. So tomorrow afternoon, speaking of movies, and Saturday afternoon, there's going to be two movies, well, the same movie at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m., Allied. In 1942, a Canadian intelligence officer in North Africa encounters a female French resistance fighter on a deadly mission behind enemy lines. When they reunite in London, their relationship is tested by the pressures of war. Do you recommend it?
Yes, it was good. Brad Pitt, and I forget the actress's name. It was good. Sad ending.
Oh, somebody dies.
It's a war movie about a war, Jennifer. Plenty of people
die. And then Saturday afternoon, we're going to welcome Lori Walmark to the headquarters library. She is the author of two picture biographies for young children, Aidan Brian Lovelace in The Thinking Machine, and Grace Hopper, Queen of the Computer Code. And she's going to talk about, though, nitty-gritty marketing for writers. Marketing takes more time and energy and money than you could ever imagine. She'll get down to the basics of marketing your book, author events, book tours, swag, trailers, websites, and much more. She'll discuss what works and what doesn't. Whether you're pre-published, launching your debut book, or just need to up your marketing game, learn from Lori's mistakes and successfully market your book. And
sounds good.
Someone from the Book Garden will be on hand with some of her books if you want to buy one, and she'll be glad to autograph it for you.
Very nice. You going to be there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Why are you saying it like that?
Just said it like that.
I mentioned that next program you have in your hand right now.
Italian tenor Marino Frizzetti.
Yeah, that's coming up next week, right?
It is Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the headquarters library.
So tell us about it.
It is free and open to the public.
Oh, my God.
Funding has been made part impossible by the New
what
Jersey State
doing?
Council
I
on
want
the Arts. I'm building up the tension.
You are building up tension.
Marina Frizzetti has been awarded with the prestigious honor of Ambassador of Italian Music to America. He is truly a gifted performer. He receives rave reviews at concerts throughout the world, as his loyal supporters can attest to. He brings a sense of flair and personality to his performances. Not only does Marino have a golden singing voice, but he has an onstage presence that cannot be learned.
So if you want to hear someone with a powerful, I mean a powerful singing voice, come to the Huntington County Library next Wednesday, November
1st. What does he sing?
Like Italian songs, some Dean Martin, some Italian.
Like When the Moon Hits Your Eye, like a big
piece. I don't remember. Some of them are just in Italian.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, because from the flyer, it looks like he's an opera singer almost.
He kind of is.
But he doesn't sing just opera.
No.
Okay.
But it's not in this description. We should put up a website and play one of them to hear him. But that's okay.
All right. Well, also that night, if for some reason you have no interest in hearing an Italian singer, tenor, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will be meeting at the North County Branch Library, and Spruce Run Cleanup will be discussed with Brian Kibler. He is the policy director of our Art and Headwaters Association, and he will talk about the recent spill from the Glen Gardner Quarry that is in the process of a huge cleanup. At some point at the end of July, a large amount of stone dust sludge was apparently discharged into the Spruce Run.
Oh, so now you go into immense detail about this.
I didn't write this.
So you don't have to read it either.
A meet and greet. Well, I didn't know how bad it was. A meet and greet will follow the talk.
Thank you. That's enough.
You're not going to, because I have two flyers for Marino Frazzetti. That means you need to go see him.
All right, Jennifer, I mentioned at the top of the show that the amateur photography show is still on display in the main gallery till the end of the month. You still have a chance to check out all the wonderful photographs by the Huntington County's amateur photographers. I'd like to go down the list of winners this year. We had several categories. The student black and white winner this year was Stephen Cheney. Student color winner was Shelby Pena. There's no.
Oh, she often wins a gingerbread award. She's most multi-talented, multimedia.
Wildlife winner was a woman named Jill Dodds. I can remember her picture was. Can you remember this picture? It's like a bird in the water with a fish in its mouth.
Oh, like a heron or an acorn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that also won Public's Choice, Jennifer. So she won two awards. The flora winner was Matthew Losiallo. The Huntington County scene was Brianna Sidham. Human interest went to Tamala Gorman Buza, who's probably entered this show every year. Scenic landscape is Nancy Koldrek. The abstract still life winner was Alicia Costa. And the adult black and white winner was Joan Lasota. So we do this every year at the Huntington County Library, an amateur photography show. We'll be doing it again next October. So if you missed out this year and you want to enter next year, start clicking away and save a picture. To enter it in the show, you can have your piece of your work on display to the general public, Jennifer. I think that's quite an honor.
It is.
For some people. For everyone.
It is.
I also want to talk about the gingerbread competition. Do I have time? Should I wait till after the commercial break?
No, we have time. But before, since you're talking about the exhibits, I did want to talk about the Delaware Valley Beaters that have an exhibit in the showcases.
Okay. Beat Society.
Beat Society.
That's like they would prefer to be called.
Of course it is. But they're quite. Some of the pieces are quite lovely, and some of them are for sale. Unfortunately, none of the ones that I picked out are for sale.
Okay.
Because Brian's a big jewelry collector.
So they'll be, is he?
Yeah, and he would have bought a couple of them, but the pieces that we liked weren't for sale.
You got to know where the key is.
I know, right?
And also on display this month till the end of the month, the Beat Society will be there till the end of the month, and also the if you go over by the CD area, the Brushing Violets Decorative Painters always have a nice show.
I think we need like a little sign or on the board when you walk in saying what exhibits are where.
Yes. I wanted them to come next month, but they wanted to stay in October. I wanted them, because that's such a great display, I wanted them to be in the main display case, but they wanted the October, and the rest is history.
Yeah, or just like a little poster for the front table.
Sure.
When we walk in the door, like of what exhibits can be found.
We should have a permanent sign there somewhere, yes. Or... in one of the slots, just make a sheet, exhibits this month, and just, all right, I'm on it at some point, Jennifer.
Yeah.
That'll be coming.
Okay.
The Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Huntington County Library. We've been doing this for several years now. So this is open to the general public. We'll have prizes awarded in several categories. Cash prizes, Jennifer. So this will be on display during the month of December. But if you wish to enter, which we hope you will, the entry deadline is November 18th. I think I said November 17th at the beginning of the show. It's November 18th. They have an extra day. Entry forms are available online at hclibrary.us, or just stop in any of the county libraries and pick up an entry form, fill it out, and send it in, and then start dreaming up what you want to make. You have two choices, Jennifer. You can either make a Hunterdon County edifice or scene
Very
or
nice
something
use
that
of the,
represents
Ann.
Hunterdon County. What?
Very nice use of the pronoun Ann.
Ann?
You use Ann Hunterdon County. You should use Ann in front of an H word.
Really?
Yes.
I think I probably did it by accident. And your other choice, Jennifer, is to make a storybook creation, like Hogwarts, or some kind of building from a storybook, or scene from a storybook. That, of course, is a nod to the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, one of our sponsors, and the Hunterdon County Building is a nod to our other sponsor, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So we have categories. There's a kids-only category. This is for kids up to 12 years old. There's a student category for students ages 13 to 18. There's an adult category. There's a family category if you want to make it a family project. There's a group category in case you're a school group or a scout group or whatever. And then there's a professional category, Jennifer. If you don't know how to make gingerbread or icing, never fear. There's recipes right on the entry form for you to follow along for construction-grade gingerbread and for royal icing. The entry drop-off is all, it's all on the form, Jennifer. And then we'll have a reception for everyone who enters the gingerbread competition. We'll hand out the awards. And the date of that is
December 6th at 6 p.m.
Why can I never find this on this?
Brian couldn't find it either. It's under the official rules.
I see
it,
yes. The winners are announced at the welcome reception at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. in the ATL's Bookmark Cafe, Jennifer. And then we'll put the pictures on the website. We'll put them on Facebook, pictures of the winners, maybe of all the houses. I don't know. We'll see. And then if you want to stay that night, we have a program. Pianist Paul Biasacci, that I just remembered to call the piano tuner today because he's going to need that thing.
Is he not taking the piano apart?
I hope he is. Well, somebody's going to tune the thing.
Performer.
So this is a very fun event. We've been doing it every year. Chris Phelan of the Chamber, always very excited about this. So
yes, now that he said he was going to put out. If you're listening and you're a business, local business, this is a terrific opportunity for sponsorship.
Yes.
If you want to sponsor one of the prizes, give Chris a call.
Great.
The Chamber offices.
So it's always a fun event, and the library, if you haven't been in the Hunterdon County Library in December ever, it's the place to be with the gingerbread houses and all of our programs and concerts throughout the month of December. We really know how to celebrate Christmas, right? Are we going to do the movies this year? Some holiday movies?
We got to get our act together if we're going to.
We should do a holiday trivia night.
Ooh, you could do that. You could do like a handout.
I can do something. We'll figure it out, Jennifer. We'll brainstorm.
Yes.
All right, let's go to our last commercial break. Jennifer completely forgot about it.
I did not.
And then we'll be back with the last 2 minutes of the library show right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the library. I almost said the library zone.
The library what?
The library zone.
Maybe we should think about that.
I was thinking about being a construction zone.
Because we're broadcasting from a construction zone right
Yes,
now?
I think that's what made me say that.
If you can hear all that sandblasting in the background, they are working on, we are in the large mansion on Main Street, and they are currently sandblasting and painting the building. It's going to look great.
They're making a lot of progress.
Bringing it back to its former glory, Jennifer.
And if the week you weren't here, I think all the windows were taped off.
Well, you just love to rub that in.
No, listen, because you weren't here, but all the windows were shut, and I'm like, I can't feel any air. Did you listen to that show?
I don't remember.
Oh, it was the interview with Wiley Cash, the author.
Oh, no, I missed it. What was the date?
October 5th.
Okay.
It was terrific to talk to this guy who's been my idol since his first book.
Why wouldn't I have been here on October 5th? Oh, I now remember. Never mind.
I'll remind you. It was really super talking to him. And actually, we did kind of talk a little bit about the football controversy because it was a union, the 1920s, 1930s labor movement novel. So we did talk a little bit about it. But yeah, you should listen to it because he's a really interesting guy.
I will. Did the interview for the whole program?
Pretty much.
Really? Cool.
Good portion of it.
Good.
And you're going to be here for the rest of the year?
Yes.
All right. There's another author I want to interview, but it's good when I schedule them on days you're not here.
Well, you never say never, but I plan on not missing another show. I
good.
Hate to disappoint you.
Well, we don't want to disappoint our listeners. Should we go through the programs for the month of November?
Sure.
Okay. We have some kids programs in November.
You weren't prepared for this. You wanted to do it, and then you weren't
prepared. I did. I turned too far in my pile. November 2nd, Thursday at 4:15, grades 1 to 4 at the Headquarters Library are invited to come to a mad scientist workshop and make stunt planes and gliders. The Wright brothers would be proud as we follow in their footsteps and learn the fundamental principles of a flight. Build a glider, a delta dart, and your very own loop-flying stunt plane. You'll be a top gun after this session. And reservations start. It doesn't say when they start. So call 788-1432 to reserve your space.
Got plenty of adult programs in November. Jennifer's looking forward to the world of Laura Ingalls Wilder with author Martha McDowell. That'll be Saturday, November 4th at 2 p.m. Wednesday, November 8th at 7 p.m. is Starting a Business in New Jersey. Who's hosting that, Jennifer?
That's the SCORE, just Central Jersey SCORE. I don't know who is coming from that. It's Wednesday at 7 o'clock, but I don't know who the presenter is yet. He hasn't told us. But it's how to start a business, and they will focus on New Jersey.
Hunterdon County Votech Information Session will also be on Tuesday, November 14th at 4 p.m. Assemblyman Zwicker. His mobile office will be set up at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, November 15th, starting at 5:30 p.m. Fred Miller is back on the November 16th at 2 p.m. with a program titled When You're Smiling. We'll show a movie on Thursday, November 16th also. That evening at 6 p.m., we're showing Going in Style. I'm not familiar with that movie.
I'm not either.
Then we kick off our holiday shows on Thursday, November 29th, the first one of the year. The Eric Mantel Quartet will be doing their annual jazz holiday, where they'll perform some songs from the Charlie Brown Christmas, as well as other jazz-infused holiday tunes, Jennifer, at the North County Branch. In November, we'll have Singing Bowls with Bill Noren. Bill Noren was a jazz drummer.
I was going to say, is that the same Bill Noren?
Yes, and he came to one of the Singing Bowls. I forget who used to do it, and he's obsessed with them now. So
really?
Now he's doing it for us.
Sandy Conroy.
Yes. That's Thursday, November 9th at 7 p.m. Jesse Posa will be swinging as Sinatra at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, November 16th. At 7 p.m., there'll be an Ia Denzer piano recital at the students of Ia Denzer on Saturday, November 18th at 12 p.m. And Frederick Law Olmsted, Jennifer, will have a program called Designing America on Tuesday, November 28th at 7 p.m.
What is his most famous?
All of our programs, is Olmsted the guy or the Central Park guy?
He is the guy from Central Park.
But that's Frederick. Is this guy related to him? Oh, no, they're talking about him. So who's doing that?
He's not going to be here. Somebody from the Master Gardeners. I had the flyer.
Frederick Law Olmsted, also famous for doing landscaping for the Chicago World's Fair.
World's Fair, yes. I don't know where it is. I was looking for the flyer. I had it, but I don't know where it is.
That's fine. I didn't realize I made a flyer for that. I must have. I can't
remember.
And
it was you. It wasn't.
I didn't do it?
No, you did it.
It's not ringing a bell. Are you sure I made a flyer for that? It's been so long. Look online. We have ongoing programs every month at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. At the Hunterdon County Library, there's a knitting group every Monday at 10 a.m. if you're a knitter.
Oh, they had the kickoff meeting last night.
Did they?
Of Knitters Unite. They're going to be collecting for the...
Why don't you tell us about that?
They're going to collect for the Flemington Food Pantry.
Yeah, once again, we will be collecting handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens to be noted to the Flemington Area Food Pantry.
Tell us about it. I start to talk about it.
Well, then I have it right in front of me. Gender-neutral items are appreciated but not required, a size for children or adults. For more information on Knitters Unite, call Cheryl at 908-788-1422.
And beginning today, they will be hanging around the grand staircase at the headquarters library.
Yeah, we've already had a lot of donations.
Yes, we did. Quite a few. There is a flyer for the garden club.
Is that the
Frederick? Oh, you didn't do it.
No, I definitely didn't do that. Oh, that's the garden club. Okay.
Yeah. Nope, the Master Gardener, Ruth Claus, is speaking.
Ruth Claus?
Yes. No relation.
And no relation?
No relation.
Darn. What time is it? Isn't it 11:58?
No, it's 11:53.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you wanted to know about Going in Style. Desperate to pay the bills and come through for their loved ones, three lifelong pals risk it all by embarking on a daring bid to knock off the very bank that absconded with their money. And it's Morgan Freeman.
Wasn't that a remake of the George
Alan
Burns?
Arkin.
Wasn't that like the Sunshine Boys, maybe I'm thinking of? That sounds familiar. A George Burns vehicle from way back. While Jennifer's looking up, let me tell you about the exhibits at the North County Branch.
It was from 1970.
Library in November.
And it was George Burns, Art Carney, and Lee Strasberg.
It was called Going
Inside. It was called Going Inside.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
At the North County Branch in November, we have some exhibits. My Life in Art So Far by Ethan from Lebanon. Enjoy some very unusual drawings and paintings straight from the imagination of this talented young art student. Ethan paints what he knows, then adds his own special twist. In the display cases, the Kissimmee River Pottery, Jennifer, a delightful variety of pottery styles by students both novice and experienced. Master Potter John Fullwood maintains that successful pots come from an equal part partnership between the clay, the fire, and the potter. Okay. He encourages students to blend technique with imagination, creating unique and very personal artworks. John also developed animal spirit pottery to memorialize animal friends.
Great.
And then finally, an art show, Atlantis, a transoceanic photographic story, Jennifer, presented by, it's inspired by the 350th anniversary of Sir George Carteret, naming the state of New Jersey after his island home of Jersey in 1664. I didn't know that.
I did not either.
Okay, you ready to read something?
I'm ready. We talk about the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library often, and they are partnering in November with Charming Charlie, the accessory store in the Shops of Flemington on Rayville Avenue.
Is that where Joan works?
Not any. She did at one time.
Oh.
Not now. It's 100 Rayville Avenue. On November 16th, 17th, and 18th, mention this flyer or the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at checkout, and a portion of your purchase, up to 20%, will be donated to the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
And what weekend is that again?
It's the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It ends on a...
It's November.
It's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. No, Wednesday, Friday, and... I'm sorry, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's not Sunday.
Okay, let's, we're going to come back, so let's talk about Christmas. Making any Christmas plans yet?
Okay, right past Halloween and Thanksgiving and Veterans Day, Election Day, right to Christmas. Where will you be spending Christmas this year?
Home.
Home?
Yeah. But I got to make some plans. I haven't really have anything planned for Christmas.
I was wondering when you were going to put Believe up on your garage.
I'm not allowed to put anything up till after Thanksgiving.
What? Oh, till after Thanksgiving.
Yes. I'm not allowed, or it'll be up there now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't see the problem with celebrating Christmas too early. You can still celebrate all the other holidays.
But you don't have any. Like, you don't have a lot of Halloween decorations.
I have some.
Do you?
I have one tree. The Emma driven by when they're on.
No, I guess not.
Unfortunately, we don't get any trick-or-treaters. Doesn't stop me from buying enough candy to...
Choke a horse?
Yes, but we don't get any. Really? But I'll still have, just in case... Where we used to live, we used to get a lot. I used to love sitting at this night scene. I miss Halloween. Is Halloween the same as it was when we were younger?
I don't think so. Nothing is.
Is it worse?
I think people... I
don't think people care as much. Or I don't know.
Well, I woke up this morning to hear about... watch the candy your kids eat. And
well, that's always been the case.
I know, but they used to just be razor blades. Sure, it's like all kinds of drugs and everything.
There was never razor blades in candy. Who made that up?
I don't know. But you know what? I'm not making up.
Time to go.
It's 11:58. Time for Jim Gannot to come in. So thanks for welcoming us back. We're glad to be back.
What's that mean?
Oh, thank you for listening. Remember, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With President Trump's approval, classified documents relating to the John F. Kennedy assassination being made available to the public today by the National Archives. Here's more from Sharon Reed.
Gerald Posner is the author of Case Closed, Lee Harvey Oswald and the Assassination of JFK. He says they could reveal that the CIA was aware that Oswald was a threat to the president.
The real story, maybe, is that the CIA knew only 7 weeks before the assassination, that Oswald may have threatened the president, and they did what the CIA always does. They told no one.
The 1992 Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act set the deadline of October 26, 2017, for the release of the documents.
President Trump now expected to speak at 2 p.m. Eastern on the opioid abuse epidemic in America. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I used to take 7 vitamin supplements, and I still felt sluggish at times. But with Balance of Nature, I don't feel sluggish at all. Don't do what I did. I took 7 different supplements, vitamin supplements, and they really didn't help in the long run. I still felt sluggish. But with Balance of Nature, I have the extra boost of energy, and I thank